12, transgender female prisoners will not be transferred to male federal prisons, at least for now. On Monday, a federal judge blocked the Bureau of Prisons from going through with the transfer. Last Friday, the inmates filed a lawsuit out of concern their medical needs would not be met at a prison which does not recognize their gender identity. The lawsuit also stated inmates would not be safe if transported to a men's facility. They would also be at risk of sexual harassment, assault, and rape. Last week, Judge Royce Lamberth initially issued a temporary restraining order. On Monday, he extended the block, stating the likelihood of the plaintiff's success based on the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment bars cruel and unusual punishment of prisoners. Lamberth added the court takes no position on the other claims stated in the lawsuit. All of this came to a head following a memo released by the Bureau of Prisons. On Friday, the New York Times obtained a copy of the memo. The paper reported the memo detailed the treatment expected of transgender inmates. The guidelines require prison staff to refer to inmates by their legal name or pronouns corresponding to their biological sex. The Times reported the memo also stated transgender women would no longer be shielded from pat-down searches by male guards and that they would no longer be permitted to buy bras and other women's clothing at the commissary. Public funds would also no longer be used to purchase items that bind breasts, remove hair, or allow trans men to use urinals. President Donald Trump's executive order prohibits federal funds from being used for any medical procedure, treatment, or drug for the purpose of changing an inmate's appearance to the opposite sex. The order also declares there are only two sexes. This isn't the first lawsuit challenging the order. In January, an inmate identified only as Maria Moe was to be transferred to a men's prison facility. The BOP records changed the sex from female to male. Moe has since been removed from general population and placed in a special holding unit pending transfer. According to the Bureau of Prisons, more than 2,000 inmates identify as transgender.